Yes, today Sahur program is coming to you live from Phoenix, KZN. And on the other side, you've got Marana Yusuf Umar. And in Cape Town, you've got Marana Dawood Simpson, who joins us today for the last time, as he will be making his way to the Holy Land tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take him safely.
Ameen.
And bring him back safely.
Ameen.
Marana Dawood Simpson, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yesterday we spoke to you from Stenger, and vandaag on straat met you from Phoenix, KZN. Hoe gaan het, meneer?
Yes, alhamdulillah, I'm hearing my brothers, my beloved brothers, you guys are moving. And while you are saying yesterday in Stenger, I'm thought to myself, subhanallah, here I'm sitting here in Grassy Park, in the Western Cape, and how marvelous technology is, just sitting here and connecting to Phoenix, and from there, across the globe.
Across the globe.
Right till the Sidratul Muntaha, subhanallah.
MashaAllah. Well, we also believe that tomorrow you will be leaving for the Holy Land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your trip and make it easy.
Ameen, inshallah. We request the dua from each and every one. And may Allah ta'ala take again and again all those loved ones that longs to have at least one Ramadan or one i'tikaf in these Mubarak places of Makkah, Medina and Aqsa Mubarak. But you can make it rock even in Phoenix. You can make it rock in Natal, Transvaal or Gauteng or in Western Cape.
Mm.
You find there's a masjid there where it's knocking there and you're seeing posters. There is a very pious friend of Allah that's going to be there, sitting in their company. You will find nur, inshallah. You will find guidance because the heart is a candlelight. It just waits to be lightened with Allah. Allah, Allah, just let that light, inshallah.
Marala, we've only got one request from you, and that is, we want you to convey our special salams from Habib Bobat and the Radio Islam family to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever is attached to this radio station, we want you to convey our salams to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ameen, ameen, inshallah. May Allah accept the dua, inshallah.
Ameen.
And may Allah make it easy to suffer. And I'm aware there's so many, mashallah, of the beloved ones in our country that's also heading towards the Haram and towards Medina Munawwara. May Allah make the suffer easy. And may Allah accept each and everyone's dua and amal, inshallah.
Allah, you may comment, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khair. نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Honorable listeners, like one scholar said that Ramadan isn't really about losing weight. It's about losing sin. To rediscover one's divine purpose. And my dear listener, it is said your best teacher is your last mistake. My beloved listeners, let it not be that Ramadan came and went and never did I have the time to reflect and to repent. Our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a reminder to tell us that yes, every man is a sinner. Every man is a sinner. But the best amongst the sinners are those who repent and seek forgiveness. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautifully in his practical life, he left this for us, gems to reflect on, where he himself was engaged daily in 100 times making istighfar. And his Mubarak words, he says, O my people, Tubu ilallah. Turn back to Allah in tawbah. Come back to your essence, your root. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. There's a candle in the heart ready to be kindled. Subhanallah. There is a void in your soul ready to be filled. Fill it up with Allah, Allah, Allah. Recharge it with Allah, Allah, Allah. So turn back to Allah, says our beloved Habib. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ And make lots of istighfar. أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ because daily either the be of Allah, make tawbah to Allah 100 times by virtue of saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said tawbah, glad tidings for that one who on the day of Qiyamah will find very much a heavy weight measured of having said abundantly of istighfar while he was alive. By your contributing to istighfar, Allah can open up the sama and send down barakat and rahmah and sakina of rain. Subhanallah. And Allah can increase your barakat in your rizq. Allah can create for you a new job in your life also and bring you barakat in your sustenance. And Allah Azza wa Jal can even bring for you, if you are deprived of children, Allah can make things work. Why? So powerful is the utterance and the confessing to Allah by making astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Today man has drifted so far from Allah, but so near and tempting to shaitan and nafs. We're so busy occupied with false gods, so inclined to create false gods for ourselves. It is just about money and material things. And all these false gods, these illusions we create for ourselves, it causes our very own downfall, our own misery and destruction. Ya Allah Ta'ala is giving us this month of Ramadan as bonus to tell us, come back to me. Sometimes, my dear listener, you find yourself in the middle of nowhere. And sometimes in the middle of nowhere, you find yourself. This is this Mubarak month where Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, it's a month unlike other months. When it opens, comes to you, to your door, to your heart, it opens up with blessings and mercy. And when it's about to depart from your home and from your heart, it departs with Ghufran al-Dhunub, having forgiven you all your sins. Are you ready to take that opportunity? Are you ready, as Allah says in Surah Nisa, verse 110, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءٌ, whoever indulges in anything that's bad, أَوْ يَفْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ, or you have harmed your soul, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ, Allah is giving us the cure. Then you turn back to Allah in istighfar, astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. You will find Allah Ta'ala all forgiving and most merciful and most kind. Because Allah Ta'ala's quality is وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. Allah Ta'ala is all forgiving and Allah Ta'ala is most loving. We are looking at the Allah that's a loving Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah Ta'ala is telling us in Surah Ali Imran, verse 133, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala says to us, do not go wait, hasten to the forgiveness of your Maker, Allah Azza wa Jal. This is moments for us, my beloved brothers, to fight that nafs of ours, and to get the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As one person to end off said so beautifully regarding the air conditioning of zikrullah. He says, you're traveling in a new car. There's a good air con. And the kid at the back in the car is saying, but there's no effect of this air con. And suddenly mommy's saying, oh, because the little window at the back is open. Zikr is like air conditioning. Its coolness is felt in the heart and mind, but the windows of the eyes, the ears, the tongue, the hands, the heart, and the stomach are closed to sin by virtue of taqwa. And once you start to close all these little avenues, you can feel the coolness, you can feel the fear and the awareness of Allah entering the heart. The day we give up sinning, the utterance of one Allah will allow us to experience the aircon of the samawat wal ard, of the heavens and the earth. And this heart will be granted perfect sakina, perfect tranquility, perfect salama, peace, because the heart longs for Allah Azza wa Jal. Again, a reminder for me and you, my dear listener, there is a candle in the heart ready to be kindled. Are you ready to make it work, inshallah? Light up the heart. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, with a lot of dhikr of Allah, 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 Allah. May Allah give us all guidance. May Allah grant us the balance of our Ramadan and the balance of our lives to be the best of Ramadan and the best of our lives. Jazakumullah khair also to Radio Islam for giving this opportunity every morning to be shouting in your homes, to be giving you some advices. Please give me maaf if I've erred or made mistakes. May Allah give us all guidance and tawfiq to practice and grant us ikhlas. And let our last words be La ilaha illallah. Wa ma tawfiq. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Astawdi Allah deenak wa amanatak wa khawatim a'malik. Allah inshallah keep us in the duas and go well.
Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, that was the final installment by Mawlana Dawood Samson. He'll be making his way to the Holy Land.